Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to the channel. And make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and keep the comments coming. Engage. This is about His Britannic Majesty, Charles III. Well, His Gracious Majesty has only been on the throne since the 8th of September, 2022. And we know he's cancer stricken, been suffering from cancer for well over a year. They have not disclosed which cancer it is, of which organ, or indeed which stage it's at. If it was stage four, we'd probably know. As Christopher Hitchens famously said, there is no stage five. That's called death, is stage five. I have my sources close to Buckingham Palace, and they say that he's a lot more seriously ill than he appears. And that can be the case with cancer patients. The person may look in reasonable health, but he or she is actually not very far from death and can dramatically deteriorate, and that decline in health really going for the person from going seemingly healthy to dead in just several weeks. So the rumor is that he's going to live not much more than a year. I don't know if that's true. I'd like to believe it's false. And these people are not his doctors who've got access to medical records. People pick up tittle-tattle, and occasionally it turns out to be bogus. But why did they disclose his cancer status to at all? Because they had to, because it was sufficiently bad they couldn't hide it. If it was something trifling, he could carry on as normal, even feign whatever minor illness, a cold or something, when he was going to have to miss public engagements. But it was so much that they just couldn't do that, and sometimes just so exhausted. Because Elizabeth II lived to a ripe old age of 96, some people erroneously assume that a Charles of that name, the third, is destined to live towards the full century. And it ain't necessarily so. Just because he's got good genes, he hasn't smoked since his teens, he scarcely drinks. One of the royal protocols is never to drink more than one glass of alcohol. We said, because if you drink two, people will say it's five, and they'll accuse you of being drunk. So there's only probably Princess Margaret is the only one who drank a lot. And that's why there are all sorts of terrible rumors about the royal family, but not that they're drunkards. That's the one that, but the one thing they don't level at Prince Andrew, because he's teetotal. So Prince Charles, never overweight, taking a lot of exercise, even for his age, the best medical care money can buy, probably not too many STDs. So he's sort of done everything right for his health, mentally active, physically active, involved in his family, and so forth. Living in somewhere that's clean and warm and whatever. So you think that that would be conducive to longevity, but it doesn't guarantee certainly immortality. And people can do all the right things and still die young. Not that he's exactly young. Remember, he's born 10th of November 1948. So the rumor is that there is that Charles Philip Arthur George is not long for this world. He's going to see out the year definitely into 2026. How much 2026 he sees, I don't know, but that he may well not see 2027. Now, these things are difficult to forecast. Think of Abdel Basset Al-Megrahi, the notorious Pan Am bomber, that Libyan chap who bombed that Pan Am flight from London to New York. It blew up over Lockerbie in, I think it was 1988. Is that right? He was the head of security for Libyan Arab Airlines based in Malta, and finally extradited, stood trial in The Hague in 2000, found guilty of the murder of roughly 300 people, serving a life sentence in North Britain, but released when he was thought to have terminal cancer, stage four cancer, on compassionate grounds. They usually do that, despite it being life without possibility of parole, when it's estimated he'd under 3 months left to live, and an oncologist said it's under 3 months left to go. But he went back to Libya, lived for 2.5 years, so not 3 months, 30 months, because he got a new lease of life, happy to be there with his family and free and all the rest of it. So these things are difficult to estimate. Or there are other times I'm told the person's, the cancer's quite serious at stage four, but got like a year left to go and die a month later. So it's an inexact science. That's it. I'd like to be wrong. I don't have that much beef with Charles III. I do criticize him for some things. I certainly don't wish death upon him. We shall see. What rumors have you heard? Likewise, Kate Middleton. I've not heard rumors that she's dying or it's incurable, things like that. I know oncology is so superb. Even being diagnosed with terminal cancer have lived up to 15 years with cancer. That's the record. How serious her situation is, I don't know. Because she's had it for over a year as well, and she's done everything right for her health, maybe undereat a bit. She's 43. She's now so skeletal, the collarbones are standing out. They're not standing out in my case. A 43-year-old mother of three, she should be have a bit of a fuller figure. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching my channel. Toodaloo. Goodbye, everyone, and subscribe.